Life is going to give you challenges, struggles. It's going to force you to face your fears. Even though these may feel like your worst enemy, in truth, these are actually your greatest allies. My name is Lance Isios. Welcome to the University of Adversity.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to University of Adversity. I'm your host, Lance Isios. Coming to you from Tulum, Mexico. If you're new to the show, welcome. All you regular listeners, welcome back. This show is all about adversity and how to navigate it when it shows up in your life. I want to provide you with the best tools, tips, and resources so that you are ready to win and you can step into your power and face whatever comes your way. And you can transform that adversity into power, into your purpose, so that you can win in life. The last 5 years, I've interviewed all kinds of people, from New York Times bestselling authors, to celebrities, to pro athletes, to spiritual masters, to even doctors and scientists, to provide you with the best tools, tips, and resources to be able to use in your life when adversity hits, whether it's dealing with adversity in the past, whether you're going through it now, or whether you're going to go through it in the future, which you will. I want to make sure that you are covered. And I know the people that come on the show and share their stories will help you do that. A couple updates for you today. Today's not going to be a deep episode at all. It's going to be real short. I just wanted to do this episode because it's been almost a month since we recorded or since I released an episode. Two reasons. Number one, I'm creating a new editing team for the podcast and I haven't found one yet. I've just been doing other things. I've had a few recordings. I just haven't got them out yet. Second is I want to change the flow of the show a little bit. I think it's time to make a little bit of change. I may be repeating myself from the last solo episode because I said that we were going to amp things up and I forget what I said in that episode. But the goal here is I want to start doing more solo episodes and less guest interviews and keep the solo episodes more shorter to the point. And then, you know, bring on some great people and have them, you know, add value to your lives and, you know, entertain you guys. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. I want to be able to bring you inspiration, but also entertain you and also help you feel better so that you feel better at attacking life and just embracing life, right? So there's going to be a few changes. I do want to start amp things up again soon, but it just hasn't happened yet. There's been a lot of evolutions of my business and some exciting news I want to share with you guys. Which leads me into my next point is I just finished my 9-month trauma-informed breathwork facilitator training with Awaken Breathwork, Lucas Mack, and Hella Weston. If you guys are familiar with Jake Paul, which I'm sure most of you are, Lucas, my mentor, is his one-on-one breathwork and meditation coach. So Lucas has really helped Jake elevate his game to get to the next level in visualization and aligned action through breath and meditation. Whether you love or hate Jake Paul, he's doing something right. And I think a lot of it has to do with Lucas and working with him on his mindset and visualization and energy work and all that stuff, right? So I'm going to be bringing this into the world. I've had such a powerful experience with breath work in my own life. I do it every day, but also just like the journeys that I've been on, I've really gotten impact from it. And this program that I went through really allowed me to dive into all different areas of the human experience, you know, from trauma to internal family systems to masculine and feminine to non-ordinary states of consciousness to, you know, there is just so much. It was 9 months, right? So, and that 9 months consisted of, I think, like 35 modules. We had 18 group calls. Each call was 3 hours. And we had like a breathwork journey on each call. Then we had to do 10 practice sessions. Then we had to write an exam. Then we had to do a bunch of other stuff. So I felt like I really wanted a tool. You know, I had done coaching in the past and, you know, being in the sports background and being in the management of bars and restaurants. Like, I've led people, right? I know how to do that. But I felt that my leadership, my toolkit of tangible tools, I didn't have really what I felt I was missing. And now I want to really be able to do that. And this work, you can really get a transformational experience from it. Not always right away, but there's stuff working behind the scenes too in your subconscious, right? There's so many programs running in our subconscious mind that's basically 95% of everything that showing up in our life comes from our subconscious, and only 5% is from our conscious mind. So it takes a lot of reprogramming. And what happens with breath work is you can bypass that and you can go right into your subconscious, and you can let go of stuck emotions. You can complete the stress cycle of trauma, and you can tap deeper into your intuition. Then you can plant different messages and different beliefs into your subconscious that you want to live versus what you are living. So it's deep. There's a lot of work, and this stuff I've been studying and, you know, working on for years since I started this podcast. But now actually to have a certification from an accredited breathwork company like Awaken is really, really happy. It really makes me happy because I just felt that that was missing. So I'm going to be bringing that into different communities, one-on-one sessions. I want to really, you know, start doing more events, speaking on more stages, putting people through these sessions. And it's funny because as soon as I've kind of put that out there, there's been a lot of opportunities come. So that's exciting. And I wanted to share that with you guys. So in that, I want to think about how can I create solo episodes where we really focus on topics and we really go deep on things in a short period of time to help you navigate whatever it is you're going through in a short period of time. Right. And that's kind of the goal, and we'll see how it evolves. I wanted to do this episode to just check in with you guys and let you know that all is well. And this is just part of it. Sometimes in life, on this entrepreneurial journey, your life in general, you got to just make pivots. You got to make changes when things are feeling stagnant. Generally you get the feedback that, okay, maybe for me, it's been 5 years doing this show. Maybe it's time to make a bit of a change. And so lots of exciting stuff. And what else is there? Yeah, I'm just currently in Mexico, and Mexico is good. You know, Tulum is love or hate it. It's kind of growing on me now, and it's been good. So yeah, that's pretty much it, you guys. We got an amazing episode coming out for you next week. Just to give you a little bit of a hint, this guy was caught smuggling drugs going into Mexico because he was going to do a drug deal. He got thrown into jail. And the story about how he manifested his shorter sentence is to get out of jail within 2 years instead of like 10 or 20 years is mind blowing. So stay tuned for that. This guy's a powerful dude, and you want to hear people that have been through and overcome incredible adversity. This guy has, and man, can't wait to share with you. That'll be out next week. And what else is there? That's it. I appreciate you guys. If you aren't subscribed yet to the podcast, make sure you do so wherever you're listening. It's much appreciated. And if you feel like leaving a review, I really appreciate that as well. All right. I much love you guys. Keep your eyes open. I'm going to be creating a free intro to breath work. I think I'll probably do like a manifestation one for people to kind of get that feeling of breathing and sending out the intention and feeling in the emotion and then taking aligned action. That's what I feel called to create. So I will create that, and that'll be available to all of you guys. And if any of you want to, you know, book private sessions, that'll be available too. But I have a feeling that those will be filling up, and I will be doing a lot more group sessions and eventually building an app and membership so that I can serve everybody that's not one-on-one that, you know, maybe can't afford it or that I just don't have the time to see. I want to make sure everybody can benefit from this transformational work. So I will make that happen. All right, everybody. Much love. You guys be safe out there. I don't even know why I say be safe. Like, you know, just, yeah. Be well. Have an amazing day. I love you guys. It's been 4 years since the craziness started. Can you believe that? I was looking at the date. What is it? March 13th, 2024. It's been 4 years. Wow. What a different world. Anyway, love you guys. Take care.